MGC Mulling Multi-Factor Authentication for Online Sports Betting. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission, MGC, is considering introducing a new regulation that would require multi-factor authentication, MFA, for all online sports betting accounts in the state. During their August 29 meeting, concerns were raised about protecting user data and ensuring responsible gambling practices in Massachusetts's expanding sports betting market. MGC chair calls for enhanced financial security with MFA. At the meeting, MGC chair Jordan Maynard lent his support the introduction of MFA as a way to improve the security of user accounts. He pointed out that online sports betting accounts are frequently linked to users' bank accounts and debit cards, making it important to implement additional safeguards like MFA to protect financial information. Commissioner Eileen O'Brien also supported the potential requirement, suggesting that MFA could play a role in upholding responsible gaming standards. She argued that MFA could prevent unauthorized access, particularly by minors who might gain access to a verified user's phone. By adding this extra layer of security, MFA could help block attempts to access accounts illegitimately. Despite these arguments, some members of the commission expressed reservations. Commissioner Brad Hill raised concerns about imposing this requirement on all users, noting that individuals already have the option to enable MFA if they choose. He believes that users should have the freedom to decide whether they want this additional security feature on their accounts. Leadership changes at the MGC. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission has not yet reached a final decision and plans to consult with licensed sports betting operators in Massachusetts for their input on the proposed rule. If the mandate moves forward, the MGC will need to select between two different MFA models. One model, currently in use in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, requires MFA every 2 weeks on each device. The other model, under consideration in Ohio, would necessitate MFA at every login. The discussion is taking place as the MGC undergoes leadership changes. Bruce Band, the current director of sports betting, participated in his last full MGC session on August 29. Band, who has been with the commission since 2014, has extensive experience in regulatory matters and has been instrumental in the launch of several casinos in New Jersey and Massachusetts. Chair Maynard praised Band's contributions, calling him a walking legend among regulators.